综合模拟演练九，第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
Text 1. Hi Tom, this is Lucy. I heard you're going to study in China.
No, it's my twin brother Jim.
Text 2. I hear you are going to move to a new house, aren't you?
Yes, it will be a bit expensive.But the man upstairs drops his shoes on the floor every night, and I can't sleep.
Text 3. Aren't we supposed to have a science test this afternoon?
It was delayed because the teacher had to attend a conference.
Text 4.
Where's Jane? It's 2:15.
She said she'd be here at 2:30, 10 minutes before the meeting begins.
Are you sure she'll make it?
Don't worry, she won't be late. Text 5.
What do you plan to be doing in 10 years from now?
I want to do some translation, some traveling, and also to learn another foreign language and a musical instrument.
Sounds nice, but do you think you'll be able to do all these with a baby on your knee?
Text 2. 听下面五段对话。或独白，每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍，听第六段材料回答第六七题。
The plane is leaving in 3 minutes.
Yes, it is.
Excuse me, may I know your nationality?
I'm from the United States.You're Chinese, I guess.
Yes, you are right.
Are you going to Romania? I mean, what's your destination?
I'm on my way to London. Where are you going?
Same here, but why don't you fly straight to London?
It's cheaper this way for both Chinese and Romanian passengers.
Is that so? That's great.
The plane is leaving in 3 minutes.
Yes, it is.
Excuse me, may I know your nationality?
I'm from the United States. You're Chinese, I guess.
Yes, you are right.
Are you going to Romania? I mean, what's your destination?
I'm on my way to London. Where are you going?
Same here, but why don't you fly straight to London?
It's cheaper this way for both Chinese and Romanian passengers.
Is that so? That's great.
听第七段材料，回答第八至十题。
Come on, kids, in the car. Have you eaten lunch yet?
No, we're hungry.
Let's go to McDonald's.
Oh, can I have a Big Mac?
Sure, anything you want.
What are we going to do this weekend?
Would you like to go to a baseball game?
Wow, who's playing?
The Yankees and the Angels. And I have 3 tickets for tomorrow's game. Come on, kids, in the car. Have you eaten lunch yet?
No, we're hungry.
Let's go to McDonald's.
Oh, can I have a Big Mac?
Sure, anything you want.
What are we going to do this weekend?
Would you like to go to a baseball game?
Wow, who's playing?
The Yankees and the Angels. And I have 3 tickets for tomorrow's game. I'd like to book a single room for next Wednesday.
Very good, sir. A single room for Wednesday, June 11th. What kind of room would you like, sir?
Single with bathroom.
Would you like breakfast?
No, thanks.
Could you give me your name, please?
John Davis, D-A-V-I-S.
How long will you be staying?
I'll be leaving on Sunday morning.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much. And we look forward to seeing you next Wednesday.
Good. That's all okay then. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I'd like to book a single room for next Wednesday.
Very good, sir. A single room for Wednesday, June 11th. What kind of room would you like, sir?
Single with bathroom.
Would you like breakfast?
No, thanks.
Could you give me your name, please?
John Davis, D-A-V-I-S.
How long will you be staying?
I'll be leaving on Sunday morning.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much. And we look forward to seeing you next Wednesday.
Good. That's all okay then. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Mrs. Winfield, thank you very much for your allowing me to visit your wonderful garden. It really helps me a lot to write an article on Dorset Gardens for our paper. Now, I wonder if I could ask you a few questions.
Yes, sure.
Could you tell me when you became interested in gardening?
Well, I was always interested in wildflowers, and then in 1980, I read Marjorie Fisher's book, College Garden Flowers, which is full of practical advice and personal opinions. But I was reading about plants that I didn't know. So I started to read as much as I could and get different writers' advice. I also used to visit Kew Gardens a lot. That was when we lived in Harrow, West London. I learned a lot from my visits.
Yes, certainly. That's why I came here. Now, what was your first garden like?
It was a very tiny piece of land, which came with my house in Harrow, West London.
Do you grow many plants yourself?
I don't grow many plants from seeds, but I have several friends. Then we often give each other plants.
Mrs. Winfield, thank you very much for your allowing me to visit your wonderful garden. It really helps me a lot to write an article on Dorset Gardens for our paper. Now, I wonder if I could ask you a few questions.
Yes, sure.
Could you tell me when you became interested in gardening?
Well, I was always interested in wildflowers, and then in 1980, I read Marjorie Fisher's book, College Garden Flowers, which is full of practical advice and personal opinions. But I was reading about plants that I didn't know. So I started to read as much as I could and get different writers' advice. I also used to visit Kew Gardens a lot. That was when we lived in Harrow, West London. I learned a lot from my visits.
Yes, certainly. That's why I came here. Now, what was your first garden like?
It was a very tiny piece of land, which came with my house in Harrow, West London.
Do you grow many plants yourself?
I don't grow many plants from seeds, but I have several friends. Then we often give each other plants.
听第十段材料，回答第十八至二十题。
Most Americans enjoy eating fast food. 5 years ago, I liked eating fast food too. I weighed 170 pounds then. One day, I read a report about Alice Waters, and I decided to change how I eat. Alice Waters opened her French restaurant in Berkeley, California, when she was 27 years old. Today, it is considered one of the finest restaurants, not only in the U.S., but also around the world. Unlike other restaurants, her restaurant encourages people to eat healthy food. She buys fresh fruits and vegetables from local farmers and prepares them in a healthy way. Alice Waters even started a movement called Slow Food to try and encourage people to prepare food in the more traditional slow manner and avoid fast food. Her story greatly inspired me, and I realized that eating healthily is very important. Since then, I've tried my best to avoid fast food. Now I seldom eat out, and when I do go out, I order only healthy food. Now I weigh just 130 pounds.
Most Americans enjoy eating fast food. 5 years ago, I liked eating fast food too. I weighed 170 pounds then. One day, I read a report about Alice Waters, and I decided to change how I eat. Alice Waters opened her French restaurant in Berkeley, California, when she was 27 years old. Today, it is considered one of the finest restaurants, not only in the U.S., but also around the world. Unlike other restaurants, her restaurant encourages people to eat healthy food. She buys fresh fruits and vegetables from local farmers and prepares them in a healthy way. Alice Waters even started a movement called Slow Food to try and encourage people to prepare food in the more traditional, slow manner and avoid fast food. Her story greatly inspired me, and I realized that eating healthily is very important. Since then, I've tried my best to avoid fast food. Now I seldom eat out, and when I do go out, I order only healthy food. Now I weigh just 130 pounds.